T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
And we're presented by Chafin Lujana, injury law firm, doing good by doing right. Pirates now 16-21. They've lost or tied their past 5 series. So they've hit a rut here of sorts. Greg Brown called today's action, and he is brought to you by Greenewalt Roofing. They're more than great roofs. Greg, for our listeners that were tied up with work who are just getting in their cars now, give them a thumbnail on what they missed today.
Oh, wow. Good pitcher's duel.
Okay.
Trevor Cahill throwing that sinker, putting the ball in play a lot. A lot of ground ball outs for him, I think 11. Pulled after 5 1/3.
A lot of 3 pitches or less for Mr. Hurdle. A lot of those, Greg. A lot of 3 pitches or less outs.
Yeah, apparently so. throwback, Andrew, to putting that ball in play.
Yeah.
In fact, the Giants pitching staff, which is coming to town starting tomorrow night, that's kind of what they preach.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting throwback to just a couple years ago. But anyhow, yeah. So he was pulled after. I did not hear the post game with Derek Shelton, but he was very aggressive with the bullpen, getting Cahill out of there quickly in that sixth inning. Sonny Gray had his consecutive game streak snapped, longest all-time in Major League history, 48 straight games, allowing 6 hits or less. The Pirates collected 7 hits off him, chased him in the fifth. Their bullpen, the Reds' bullpen, was better than the Pirates. I think they retired 17 straight.
Mm-hmm.
Gregory Polanco tied the game with a base hit in the fifth. Moustakas homered off of Cahill, the only run off of him. And then they kind of exploded for 4 in the 10th off of Dwayne Underwood.
Okay. With that rule that you hate, where the runner starts at second base.
No. There we go. Even without Mueller, you're going to throw words in my mouth.
But you said if the people like it, you like it, but that seems like a cop-out to me. I want to know how Greg Brown actually feels about it, independent of fans.
You just said I hated it. I never said I hated it. Never.
Did you say loathe?
What's that?
Did you say loathe or despise?
Maybe that was it.
Okay.
No. I do believe that if the fans like it, I'm kind of non-committal. I really don't have
a
strong opinion. I am on the fence on that one.
Okay.
But anyway, it was kind of weird because there were both David Bell, the manager of the Reds, and Derek Shelton really aggressive. They emptied their bench.
Mm.
For some reason, Ka'ai Tom was pulled in favor of Brian Reynolds as a pinch hitter in like the sixth inning.
Okay.
And against a lefty, Sean Doolittle. And I don't think he wanted to play Reynolds today. So we looked at Tom was on the bench, not like he was in the trainer's room. Phillip Evans had to be pulled from the game with a hamstring strain. So it just, both managers throwing their relievers and their pinch hitters out there all over the place early, and the Reds win it. I thought about it as the game started. We've talked about this before. The three of us, when Chris has been there with you, about what to expect from this season and the wins and losses and all. And I felt as I was going to the ballpark today, I thought, I'm entertained by this. I'm entertained watching a Ka'ai Tom, Troy Stokes with a lot of energy, just to see what they can do.
Well, you know what would ratchet that up an extra notch for me, Greg? Let's get you on the air, given the rally cry to get Pujols here. Love to see him at first base. No, I'm serious. I don't. Phillip Evans is hurt now. What are your options? You going to play Gonzalez over there? Let's get the first Hall of Famer in a Pirates uniform since the great Willie Stargell. It's been that long since a guy in Cooperstown donned the black and gold. He'd be such an incredible sponge to just soak up everything he knows about baseball. By the way, he can still hit home runs, which no one on this roster can really do. So why not get him here? He would walk in and immediately the Pirates would have relevance. People would line up to hear the guy talk and watch him play the great Albert Pujols, Greg Brown.
Andrew Filippone, that goes against everything you have preached for the last several years.
No, no, it does not. There are 26 roster spots, Greg. There are 26 of them.
That means they're taking something away from someone who could a player who's developing. Let's say they decide they want to give Will Crow a shot, if indeed they
Will Crow's already in the rotation.
I mean, I'm sorry, Will Crow. Wrong. Craig. Will, not Will Crow. The first baseman at AAA.
Yeah.
Not Crow. Craig hit his third home run, by the way, today. Hit two last night. Yeah. Maybe they want to give him one final shot, see what he has. He was a former first-round pick out of Wake Forest. Okay. Maybe they want to give a shot to Mason Martin.
He's a ways off, Mason.
Anyway, my point is to your point, for years you've talked about why in the world would they play this guy and that guy, mm-hmm. And who cares if they win or lose, get them playing time. Develop them, and so if you put Pujols there, that takes away playing time from someone.
Well, I'm not saying he needs to get five at-bats a day. I'm saying, you know, give him a chance to carve out a role on your team. For example, I've brought this up before. It's the first time you've maybe heard me say this. Did you like Mark Melancon when he was in Pittsburgh?
Did I like him?
Yes.
Oh, sure. I liked him a lot.
Well, you know why he was so good, right?
I'm waiting. No, I have no idea.
Because he learned that cutter from Rivera. If he doesn't sit out in that Yankee Stadium bullpen with Mariano when he's 38, 39 years old, whatever he was, he may never learn that cutter, Greg.
Why didn't they keep Todd Frazier on the roster then?
Because Todd Frazier's not Albert Pujols, Greg Brown. You can't
Wait
put those two guys in the same sentence.
Of course, he's not from a career standpoint, but currently there's not.
Oh,
a
not even close.
Difference.
Oh, yes, there is. There's 100 points of batting average. There's a big difference between a 200 hitter and a 300 hitter. One guy's hitting 086, the other guy's hitting 189. That's 100 points.
And one guy can play first base. I'm not sure Pujols can anymore.
Oh, Tony La Russa said so, and I know how you feel about him, Greg.
I have not seen Pujols play first base in a long time. By the way, I'm not totally dismissing it because this is an issue that really doesn't involve money.
No, exactly.
It really involves the idea of playing time, and it also involves whether Pujols would want to come to Pittsburgh.
Absolutely,
by the way.
But
he's going to still have a say in it.
Sure, absolutely. But if he's short on opportunities and still has something to prove, imagine Pujols on those plane rides, those bus trips, those idle moments with a guy with like Ke'Bryan Hayes, Greg. Imagine that. Imagine what that would do for him.
I mean, it would have to, again, there's so many things that would have to come into play. The stars would have to align for that to happen. And so if it were to happen, you'd have to, and by the way, I was being rhetorical, suggesting that you have preached for years, the last few years anyway, that the Pirates should not sacrifice development to try and win. Like,
but I think this helps development. I think this helps push development.
Well, maybe it does. Maybe it does. Maybe, again, it would come down to whether the Pirates believe that they have no one to play first, essentially, not taking playing time away from anyone in that regard. And secondly, and maybe most importantly, does Pujols want to play in Pittsburgh?
Yes.
Or does he want to go somewhere one last time to win somewhere? I mean, they were talking about Pujols coming to Cincinnati.
Well, they got Joey Votto over. Well, yeah, you're right, but he's not out for the year.
No, and I don't know that the Pirates have guys that are out for the year. We don't know anything about Evans yet.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. I mean, who knows? Stranger things have happened.
Greg Brown.
It's not a crazy thought. Let's put it that way.
Thank you. Greg Brown, brought to you by Community Bank, moving forward, building a stronger community. Greg, it really is one night you watch Mitch Keller and you want to pull your hair out, and the next night you watch JT Brubaker and you say to yourself, why can't Keller pitch like that guy? And the thing, here's where I'm at with Keller. I guess I got it in my head from reading Baseball America and the scouting services that he was going to be this great pitcher. Because honestly, really nothing he's done at the major league level would back that up, right? I mean, even if you look at his numbers at AAA, they don't blow you away. He's got an ERA of 3.98 in his career at Indianapolis. That's not necessarily a mark of a guy that's going to be a great big league pitcher.
Well, yeah, I'm with you. I go by other people's comments. Mm-hmm. And I'm not talking about the Pirates. I'm talking to other scouts over the years, reading what you were reading. So it was kind of universal around baseball. There was a reason why he was considered a top prospect. They saw, and we see it on occasion, and more than one occasion. We see the really good stuff that he has. But he has not been able to consistently put it together. We've seen bits and pieces of it, mm-hmm. but consistently, and we did see part of it a couple starts back. It seemed to me, and again, I've said this before, and I'm very sincere about this. I don't know enough about the technical aspect of pitching. I just kind of watch it as a fan. But what I saw two starts back was his aggressiveness. And John Wehner pointed this out.
Yes, he did.
Why not be more aggressive with that fastball on the inner third, which opens things up on the outer half of the plate, and he did that two starts back. And then it looked as though he shied away from the fastball. The first time through that lineup the other day, he was aggressive. And then Suarez hit an opposite field home run over the Clemente wall. And for me,
it spooked him.
I don't know that for a fact. That's kind of what it looked like to me.
Me too.
Suddenly he didn't become as aggressive the second time through the order. And that's a time where, you hear the tip your cap comments all the time. To me, if I'm a pitcher, that's where you say, wow, there's Suarez. That's a guy who, can hit 40 home runs a year and I think has hit the second most home runs of anybody behind Mike Trout since 2018. Now think about that. I don't care what Suarez's numbers are, but that guy is a home run hitter. And so he just hit me but the other way, hit a fastball the other way for a home run. Okay, tip my cap and move on and continue my aggressiveness. But I didn't see that from Keller as we had the previous start. And the thing about it, too, by the way, is we all know this. You cannot give up on a talent like that. You just can't do it. You have to be patient. Here's a prime example of a guy that you've been talking about, Andrew, and that is developing someone like a Keller, not allowing him to go somewhere else and learn it, because all these other guys that we've talked about over the years, they have learned it, they've become more experienced, and that's what does. And for me, it's not the pitching coach, it's not the system, it's a guy that learns how to become a pitcher. That's what happened with Gerrit Cole. It's not some magic dust that the Astros threw on him or all the numbers.
Yep.
It's he became a mature pitcher that found out how to pitch. The Yankees aren't showing him something special, and that's why he's pitching the way he's pitching better now as a Yankee than he did as an Astro. Is it because the Yankees are smarter than the Astros? No. It's because Gerrit Cole has learned how to use his talent and learned how to pitch.
Well, but Gerrit Cole was a number one overall pick, and Glasnow dominated AAA. And Keller isn't either of those things. That's why I'm starting to scale down or scale back my expectations on him, because I think I made them too high in the first place based on what report said, basically.
That may be so. And sometimes maybe we oversell. I'm saying the general we oversell the prospect tag.
I mean, do you see the raw stuff with Keller that you saw with those two guys? I don't. I see a guy like David Bednar come in throwing harder than Keller. I mean, he doesn't blow you away. He's not a big guy. He doesn't have overwhelming stuff, Greg. I don't think so.
He has really good stuff that can be, toward the 96, 97 we see, and a real good breaking ball. His stuff is still there. And who knows what that means? You know, we always want to label someone like, this guy's going to be a number one guy. This guy's going to be a top of the rotation guy, number two guy. I mean, maybe he's a really good number two guy. Maybe he does develop into an ace. You know, look at a guy like Sonny Gray, who is talked about for a couple of years, Cy Young guy, I think three-time All-Star.
Where'd he go to college?
Today for the Reds. Vanderbilt.
Now, where did your son go to college?
Well, he's not a baseball player.
Then you gotta,
but he's going to Vanderbilt.
Now,
yeah.
So then you got to be all over those two pitchers then, right, Greg? You got to be getting intel like you can't believe on those two guys. You got to be rooting for Kumar Rocker or Jack Leiter, right?
I mean, I'd love to see one of those two guys go to the Pirates. I'd love to see it. But I don't know what's going on inside those meetings, and I don't watch all the rest of the talent around the country, including that high school kid, the Lawton, from Georgia, I think his name is. It looks like it can't go wrong if you pick one of those two guys, either Leiter or Rocker. But it's still a long way to go between now and July and any, you know, in terms of their development, even at the college level.
Now, do we know who Vanderbilt likes more? Like when they play those big Friday night games, which goes to their number one pitcher usually, who do they pitch in that spot, Leiter or Rocker? Do we know, Greg?
Well, I think it's been Rocker
okay.
at the start of the season. But I think you can flip a coin in terms of what they think in terms of who their number one guy. I think it's 1A and 1B maybe. Two number one guys, basically. I think you can flip-flop them. And they've gone back and forth. And I know I've seen the mock drafts, and Rocker has had slipped a bit at the very beginning, and now I see that Leiter has slipped a bit. But again, heck, you're talking still a good 2 months, right, before we know exactly when that draft happens. So it's still awfully early. You know, you like Rocker just because of his size. Leiter, maybe not as big, but maybe has a little bit better baseball pitching acumen, maybe, because Rocker's dad was a football player. Leiter's dad, a major league pitcher and a good one. But I don't think you could go wrong with either one. I know either way, regardless of who they decide, if the Pirates decide to go with either one of those guys, it'll be exciting to track them because, obviously, a college pitcher is closer.
Well, you know, regardless, Mueller's going to rip them and said they should have done the other one. You know, that's going to be his.
No doubt. No matter.
Right?
It doesn't matter. They have no chance. The Pirates have no chance, regardless of who they pick. Mueller will rip them because they didn't pick somebody else.
I agree. No doubt. I totally agree with that. I'm already gearing up for it. I'm already ready for it. If I were Brian Worecki and the people over at the Pirates, if they picked that Louisville catcher, just wait. Mueller's going to come on the air and say Tony Sanchez 2.0. Just be ready. I'm telling you now. I'm telling you right now.
No question about it. No doubt. He will be. He's ready. He's already armed to rip them.
All right. Greg, enjoy the rest of your day. You got a night to yourself now. You like that?
I like it a lot, Andrew. I like not many of those, but I do. I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to the Giants coming in for
so
for four.
I'm going to be there again this weekend. I'm trying to get there as much as I can, Greg. You like that?
Well, I wish you'd stop up in the broadcast, but did you see
that? Now, how could I do that, though? Because my wife doesn't have a press credential. You think they'd let exception for it at least come up and say hi?
Now, I've met your lovely wife, and I know how attached she is to you.
She's a diehard Pirates fan, though, too.
She won't allow you to take a half inning off to go say hello to the boys upstairs?
Well, I think she'd like to meet you guys again. I think she'd like to say hello. I think that's the thing, so.
Well, then give her your press pass and have her come up and say hi.
I think we could pull that off. All right, Greg, you're the best. Thank you.
Thanks, Andrew.
See ya.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.